you're here. Fellowship's real, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, September 4th, 2018. Well, the question on the table is, how was your Labor Day weekend? Was it as packed as fun?
Yeah.
Did get any rest in there? I don't know. It's kind of like an excuse to get more work done or do a little traveling or out
and
about.
Have some good food.
Yeah, good food. Many of you maybe had a cookout or gathered with friends or ate out or just got to do something maybe off the beaten path, something different. But it's always good to regroup. And
last fling for kids, you know,
before
the real school push.
Yeah, big school push. Tests are around the corner.
You know, heavens.
They'll be preparing. Yesterday, with it being Labor Day, we had special Labor Day music and readings and such. So we didn't get a chance to talk about the Prime Life Times. That's been our pattern for Mondays for, I guess, some weeks, maybe some months now.
Yeah.
But we did get our 11th edition in, the September edition. It's looking great. If you look at it and you're like, it's the first time I've read this paper. It's called the Prime Times Informative End.
They know what it's called.
Yeah, we have this really neat graphic of a railroad train. I don't know, commuter train, I guess you'd call it, on board with train travel. And so it kind of covered up part of the life and that it's informative, engaging, and positive. But those of you that are regular readers, you wouldn't have even maybe noticed that. But if you're new to the Prime Life Times and you wonder, what's this paper called? It's called the Prime Life Times. This is our 11th edition. We're excited. Next month, it'll be one full year.
We got to celebrate.
Yeah, we got to do something special. I think we're talking about some of the articles and launching 1 year anniversary. But it's all in our nearly 200 area locations. We have everyone out and about delivering them throughout East Central Illinois, making inroads towards Indiana. Nancy Brain, I think, on Saturday got 3 bundles, and she was distributing them around. And we have Brian Rydell going that way and Jason Gingold going another direction and John Heiselman and his wife Gail going one direction, Bob Dickey another. I was trying to get Larry Bunning to go towards the Arthur Arcola area because we don't have a set person yet. Holly and I ended up heading that direction. Larry had like a pacemaker put in, and I forgot all about the surgery and everything he had. I said, Larry, can you go south and get Yoders in those places? He goes, well, I'm kind of restricted.
I'm trying to get out of the hospital.
Healed up. I'm not supposed to be carrying
over 8
pounds. Okay, Larry, I guess I'll let you off on this one.
Yeah.
And then we have Bill Britt, who does Seidel and Chrisman, and let's see, who else do we have helping? Janine Keller is over towards, not Villa Grove, let's see where she's, Homer Ogden area.
You've got a lot of people going out. Well, your text really kind of tickled me on Friday when the paper came. You sent this big text out to everybody, come early, come often.
Yeah, that's right.
Pick papers up
papers. Are here. Yeah. Mary Ann Geyer, she does like Villa Grove area. I think there's a few others. Dwayne Berkey, he kind of pinch hits. Sometimes he goes to Yoder in a different direction.
We need a master list.
Eric Piliszewski, he also like fills in heading south. And there's others that are desiring to help. The Rotays, like said, if you need help in Rantoul. And Nancy Wendell around the Farmer City area are willing to help. And Nancy Brain always doing new inroads into Danville towards Indiana. And, I don't know, there's others that are helping behind the scenes. So anyways, the Prime Life Times paper, you're going to want to read this edition. It's filled with great content, good stories, God-honoring material, and a number of great advertisers that are helping us with the cost of this paper so it can be given to you free of charge. Now, there is those of you that subscribe, and we got those mailed out right away on Friday. There is a fee for just the postage to get it to your home, but we'll deliver the Prime Life Times paper once it's printed to your mailbox if you call in and make a $30 commitment for the whole year. So that's for 12 editions, and basically that just covers the postage. But we got a lot of great advertisers that allow this to be free of charge at all these locations, so we appreciate them. If you need a service or a product or something, go through our Prime Life Times, because we may have an advertiser that features just what you need. So All right. Oh, so I got this on Friday. Yeah, I think it was Friday from Nancy Brain. She's our PR, our public relations person. She's putting together some luncheons, some concepts down the road to introduce people to various services and fellowship opportunities and a good meal. And then she's also...
Oh, we're always up for that here.
Yeah,
good meal.
Yeah, good meal, good food. She's also working with a number of prospects, advertisers that have an interest in our paper from like the Danville Park District and Public Works. To, it's like the equivalent to Parkland College, the Danville Community College.
Is that Richland or... No, that's not where
Richland
I
think it's like DA something something. And so I think they're going to be in our October
edition. D probably stands
edition.
For Danville.
Yeah, I got that part right. And there's like an A in there, and I think a couple
we
more D's
know that.
Or something.
Yeah, we're going to do an article on community colleges. This paper says we are, so then we'll have all the names.
Yeah, all the names correct. And so she's making a lot of great inroads. And yeah, we got a number of new advertisers for October. We're working on that. So excited about that. But, anyways, she sent me this email, and I thought it was an interesting little story, and she says it's an interesting story, so I agreed, but I want to share it with everyone because they might get ideas, or they might be affiliated with a library or a function or a small group, or maybe they have a missionary in or a, something that they want to be able to hand out newspapers and help us get the word out about the Prime Life Times. But she said, this was from Friday, "Good morning, Mark. Thought you might be interested in this story." And so it intrigued me right away. Yes, yeah, we all like
stories.
It's a
good beginning.
"This morning over coffee, my husband was having bill out some of his contracting tickets." So her husband does work for people, and so I guess she was invoicing people. Those are what those contracting tickets were.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, what is that? Okay, I figured it out.
Good.
"He is one of the listed repair people for the homeowners in Liberty Village." And as I digress, Liberty Village advertises in our Prime Life Times paper, and they have a facility, a great facility. So the Liberty Village, it's Hawthorne Inn Assistant Living, simply the finest in retirement living and some of the services they provide there in Danville.
I hear good reports about it.
Yeah, anyways, so he's apparently like a repair person there. But he said, and this is Nancy Brain's husband, that there was a lady he did some work for at Liberty Village, and she was telling him that she read my last article for the paper. So Nancy Brain, not only is she PR for us and an account representative.
She's a writer.
She's a writer and a number of other caps that she
wears. Yeah, she does.
So somebody was commenting that they had read an article she wrote in the paper. So Nancy Brain basically says she wasn't surprised because I know we take papers to Liberty Village. But that isn't where this woman got a hold of the paper. She got it at a book signing at the library in Danville. They were handing out the Prime Life Times to the people who came to the book signings, so the paper that I took there and the rack that we are going to serve now has taken on new life.
Wow.
Evidently, the library is doing our promoting for us.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, for them. Exclamation point. They have one of our floor racks, so they will be glad to get the new edition. And then she said, have a great holiday weekend. So all to say that you just never know when you take papers or a stand to a new location or a library, how the library, on our behalf, I guess, handed them out.
That's
so on Friday, I called the library, and they weren't sure quite who was handing them out. I talked to two different people and said, hey, thank you. It's a free paper, so we appreciate you helping us get out the word and taking the initiative, whoever did it, to hand them out during the book signing. And so I think they're customer service person said, oh, I'll try to pass on the word to see who was doing that. And yeah, we are aware of the paper, and you have a stand here near the front door. So
that's great.
Thanks for allowing the paper to be available here. And I said, hey, thanks for allowing us to service it and have it there. So anyways, all to say that you might know a location or a library or a situation where you can hand out papers. We have lots of copies. We have over 20,000 this month. So it's the most we've
had almost
printed.
Ran out last month.
Yeah, we ran out at some locations. So we have extra editions if you have an event or a gathering or a unique way that you would help hand them out. I've always thought it'd be neat to work out something with a Walmart or somewhere on a Saturday somebody stood. Because I've seen them do it with like the Tribune at Sam's Club where they hand out the Tribune or the News Gazette or something. I thought to have a volunteer somewhere handing out papers, that'd be kind of fun.
Why not?
So,
I like that.
That's the Prime Life Times September edition.
Hot off the press.
Hot off the presses, yeah. I had to look, and I'm like, yeah, we don't even have September. Oh, there it is, up there. Okay, free. Okay, anyway.
You're worried about
that. I got to spend more time with that paper this month. But as is our practice on Tuesdays, yeah. We're going to read a chapter. It looks like we'll have time for one chapter for Memories of an African Son by Marianne Simpkins. It's a great book we highly recommend, available here at the Great News Radio Center. So when you come in to pick up a bundle of Prime Lifetime's paper to hand out at your event, you can purchase a copy for $15, Memories of an African Son.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So chapter 15, The One Connection.
Yeah.
The one and only connection, huh?
Let's make a connection. The one connection. Sometimes my family took the long trip in our green Peugeot to the nearest town. I eagerly awaited this trip for one highly important reason. There was a bookstore there. It was small, with only limited books for sale, but its small size did not deter me for a moment. Hmm. It contained the one thing I most wanted, the next installment in my favorite series of books, English author Enid Blyton's wonderful series, The Famous Five, recited on the bottom shelf toward the back of that beloved store. I saved all my allowance for this one thing, for this one trip to town, for this one store.
Hmm.
I excitedly hurried to the little bookstore located on the wide main street while my mother headed to the butcher and other local stores. I sat cross-legged on the cool floor and looked at the beautiful covers of my favorite series, pulling out the next one in the set, relishing seeing them all there together, lined up like that.
Hmm.
Grand stories, full of windy English moors and abandoned buildings, of mysterious caves on the wild sea, of dangerous rows across harbors in the night, and always the packed lunches of ginger beer and cold meat sandwiches that they were ravenous for, of perilous danger and daring rescues.
Dun, 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 dun. Jason and I use that a lot. Dun, 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 dun. What's next?
It's great to have sound effects.
Yeah.
The famous,
no extra charge.
Oh, well. The Famous Five, full of mystery and clever detective work by four children and their dog. Boyish Georgina, clever Julian, shy Anne, and stout Dick. And, of course, Timmy, the faithful and smart dog.
Hmm.
I carefully took my book home on the hours-long journey to read, reread, and add to my own bookshelf in my room. I sat beside an oil lamp at night, eating one of my mother's homemade rolls, reading my new book, In the Circle of Light.
Now, you were too young at this point to be drinking coffee, though, right?
Yeah, I had started.
Yeah. I was going to say, no mention of coffee here. Otherwise, if you were drinking it, you would have mentioned it.
That's
and
true.
A light mocha.
Oh, well, a light mocha. No, not hardly. I don't know who decided to build and stock the one single bookstore in that town. I don't know if they had conversations about the pros and cons of income or feasibility, but I do know that life would have been much different had they not built their little bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
At least my life would have. The store was my one connection with the outside world of books. We are all someone's one connection. On our mission station, we were many people's one connection to the possibility of an education or medical help. But it's just as true today, at this moment, for each of us. We are all someone's one connection mm-hmm. to something. Their one connection to love, a kind word, a book well written, a community theater program well done, a roadway well shoveled, or mail, well delivered. Supporting a child through one of today's many children's aid programs, writing letters to them, may mean you are that child's one connection to hope. Many American Christians seem very wrapped up in finding their purpose. What they don't realize is that they already have one. Every day, we are presented with an array of opportunities to have purpose, to dynamically impact every person we meet.
Hmm.
We undervalue ourselves, our friends and our acquaintances and utterly misconstrue our own impact in this world if we think otherwise. Every single one of us is someone's one connection to something. Mm-hmm. Solomon, the wisest man, said that, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Proverbs 27:17. It's the way the world works. We affect each other. In a highly technological world, it's easy to not believe that anymore. But it is still just as true. While I have certainly not read all the millions of websites and all the millions of Twitter messages, I have had my thoughts greatly informed and stirred by certain sites, blogs, and messages. What if they hadn't bothered? What if they had thought there were so many already out there that theirs would be of no use? But you see, I can't look at all the sites out there because that would be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I am just one person. I happened to be helped by theirs. I can't listen to every song that's ever been composed, but I have been profoundly blessed by some that I've been privileged to hear. I'm so glad those artists did not feel lost in the shuffle and give up, for they were my one connection to what I needed to hear. I watched a young man arrange multicolored produce at the grocery store the other day, and the care and the artist's eye with which he was doing his work intrigued me. He was engrossed. That day, he was my connection to a moment of beauty, and it brought a smile to my face, which no one else had managed to. And that is the way of the world. There will always be only so many people that we know. There are only so many neighbors living on one street, only so many places to visit or live, just as there are only so many people who will get up at the crack of dawn and plow your road. So next time the snow plows go by before the sun comes up, let's not use the word they, as in glad they are out, but let's peer a bit deeper and see the human figure in the dim light of that truck cabin. It's a person, and that person is your connection to getting your road plowed.
Now everyone's thinking, oh, snow, don't be talking about
snow. I know, can't be going to happen.
Snow shovels, oh, we're just finishing up summertime, yeah, and oh, yeah. But
if you've never read Enid Blyton's children's mystery books, you may need to be prepared that they will feel out of date and from a different era. But then again, they may be just the connection you've been looking for. God, please help me to understand that I truly am the one connection that many people today will have to a smile, a sincere word, generosity, or to kindness. They may see others today, but no one else takes my place. And help me to truly see those around me for what they, too, are giving to me. Pull me out of complacent dullness and open my eyes to the people around me. They are my connections to many good things, and sometimes they even encourage my connection to you.
The One Connection, Chapter 15 in this great book, Memories of an African Son, available online or here at the Great News Radio Center. The author is our very own Mary Ann Simkins, S-I-M-K-I-N-S. So if you search Mary Ann Simkins, you can find out more about her. Are you blogging? Do you have a blog?
Oh, my goodness. You're not the only person who's asked me that.
Yeah, not yet, maybe.
No, I don't. I should. Now, I don't like the word should, but I probably should.
One of the many things that you can kind of juggle besides being a life coach and director of our creative services.
Thank you.
Our editor-in-chief and
I do still
write. And still writing, other books in your brain that need to be penned. And
you're going to have to get them out of the brain and onto the paper.
Memories of an African Son, we recommend. Multiple copies. Purchase them today right here at the Great News Radio Center. And when you're in, I think we have a few tote bags left. You could give you a tote bag to put it in. We'll give you the September edition of the Prime Life Times. It's filled with a lot of great other articles, so it'll give you a whole week's worth of reading material. So stop by the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square, and we'll be happy to set you up with a book, a newspaper, maybe a yard sign, other radio resources. And if you look at the front end of our rack, we have our daily breads, large edition, small edition. We have unshackled little, not brochures, pamphlets or something where they tell the story, a testimony. I think we have still some study Bibles available out there and some other great ministry resources about the radio station. And can fill out a Voice Listener Radio survey and even maybe win a prize.
Gracious, you got a lot for people to do. You're going to offer cookies, too.
And then you can maybe even deliver some of the papers for us.
We just had to add that.
Yeah, got to have a volunteer opportunity for some of you that are service-minded and want to help. There's always work to do.
I was just going to say, I think I said this before on here, but I love large print everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That way when we get old, Mark, people are not going to notice the difference. They say, oh, they've always done that.
Yeah, we've been reading the large print for a long time.
He's done that forever. Don't pay attention.
Yeah, that's right. He's not getting old.
He's not really 95.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, all right. Well, your feedback, your involvement with this radio ministry is always appreciated. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Or write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. All right, now you have the information. Give us a call or write us.
I think we should have cookies like the bank does. You know, when I go through my bank, they give out cookies.
Cookies?
We could do that
for
people.
Well, we could do Tootsie Pops. We have Tootsie Pops here.
Let's give
Who would make the
to-
cookies?
Yeah.
I'd purchase them?
Yeah, you would.
I certainly would make them. All right, I'll go do that. I'll put that on my list of to-do things. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.